Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Second hour, National Intel Report, Friday, 10th of May, 2019. What are you still doing hanging around here, Sovereign Man? Didn't I give you a chance to talk?
Well... Yeah, I wanted to come by and see you guys while I was down there just briefly, but I didn't get the opportunity.
Yeah, maybe, I know. The check's in the mail. Yeah, we'll stop by.
Seriously, I was in Bastrop about a month ago, but the guy wound up being a narcissistic psychopath.
Okay, I don't know anything about that, but anyhow, what did you want to say?
Oh, yeah. See, the thing about it is when you buy a car, you know, from the dealer, and he says, you know, sign this paper, you give them a limited power of attorney.
Yeah.
And actually, there's two forms that you sign that gives them limited power of attorney. And they said, we'll apply for your tags, title, and registration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you went and you got a loan for the full amount, paid for the car, didn't finance it, through the car dealership, you just went to, like, through the bank or whatever, and you bought it outright, that way you could get the manufacturer's statement of origin. And, you know, they won't let you drive it off the lot, but you could have it towed off the lot with the manufacturer's
statement. Yeah, isn't that strange? Because the whole time I've been in Texas, I've never even had a driver's license to drive a car off the lot.
will they let you do that?
I'm living proof of it.
No, I'm saying you actually got in the car and drove it off, right?
I'm living proof of it.
Okay, but here's the question. What I'm talking about is to take the car off the lot without having all that done to it. So you did that?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. Now there are some people that have been traveling without tags, without a driver's license, and without insurance. Now, they have to have financial responsibility, either a bond or something that has been monetized or collateralized. But, you know, you can travel with that, but make it difficult.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The reason I didn't go that route is because down here, and it's like this in many states, as long as you have the insurance on the vehicle and as long as you got your registration tag up to date, they really don't care whether you have a driver's license or not, because the state is getting their fees.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. Have you heard, and I don't know if I should put this out on there, but have you ever heard of a nomad tag?
A what?
Out of South Dakota. A nomad tag.
A nomad tag out of South Dakota. No, I have not.
Yeah. There's a woman, her name is Jackie Figg, and she actually travels under a nomad tag. She has two vehicles. One has her tag on it. The other one has a nomad tag from South Dakota. And she actually has her, she has the vehicle in a foreign trust. She's from England. And she traveled with that without a license.
Well, we even tried the international driver's license thing, and they caught on to that. And many people, many people that wouldn't, you know, register that vehicle or whatever, they would have their own tags on the car. And that baffled the cops for quite some time, and then they had their, they held their own court. I can remember a judge in Ohio, a state Supreme Court judge, going around to their, what do they call them in Ohio, Department of Transportation or whatever it is, the licensing bureau.
I'm going to have to ask Al Whitney, but anyway.
Anyhow, he gave
He's
them...
out of Ohio.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Jerry.
Well, hello, John. You know what? You stumped me on something that maybe 8-10 minutes ago. Some guy in Florida, I mean, had a deal with somebody that was sick and left his
home mother died. He left town to go take care of the estate. He was gone for 57 days. He had made arrangement with a guy to mow his lawn while he was gone, but the guy died. So he had two deaths, one that was a causative effect that got him out of town. He had the intent on following the city code. That's why he had somebody agree to take care of the lawn and cut it in his absence. That guy died. And the prosecutor is wanting to take the guy's house.
And you said something about him getting charged $500 a day or a week?
57 days at $500 a pop.
I got to be honest with you, John. I would have to lose it at that point. Okay? I mean, I would have to go down to the city hall with my AR-15, my 12-gauge, my 45, locked and loaded. And I would have to take some people out.
Well, Jerry...
Until they took me out. Well, I'm sorry to say this, John. I'm not a deranged individual.
Don't you remember there was...
anything else like that.
Jerry, don't you remember that there was a guy down in Florida that pretty much did that? You remember seeing the video? He was a middle-aged guy, tall guy, graying hair, walked into the city council and threatened to shoot them all? And evidently fired a couple of shots, and through the good graces of God, or either that or they had Kevlar on, nobody was injured. But they shot and killed the guy. Cops came in and shot and killed him. But he had an issue with that city council. The problem with that is, Jerry, that, yeah, for the short flame of passion that that demonstrates, they use those circumstances to turn it on people. Look how crazy these people are. Look what their arguments are, and look what they're willing to do. I know how you're feeling right now, but I'm telling you what. All of these issues are going to go away once we have our republic back. We take these little codifiers and the rules makers, and you've got to comply with this contract and da-da-da-da-da and jump through so many different hoops that you don't know if you're coming or going anymore. All this regulatory stuff has got to come to a halt. It's given the state too much power to take and to enter properties and maybe up to and including killing you. None of this stuff is going to go away, Jerry, until we recenter this republic where it should be.
You know, John, we do outnumber them about 1,000 to 1.
Oh, I know. And we've got the arms, and we've been sitting here and sitting here and tracking and tracing all this stuff, watching the treachery and the treason and the police state, and we've been monitoring all this. And we're just sitting back, and we're biding our time. This is not an issue that the people of the country should declare war on the federal government, because that's exactly what they will need to declare martial law, wipe out the Constitution, its protections, due process, just to name a few. And by the way, in the process, kill us all off, as they refer to us as kind of being, I don't know, taxpaying cockroaches.
I agree with you, and all I'm telling you is that when it comes to my door, they're getting the lead first.
Well, and that is an individual decision. I can only talk to people. They fear you because you're armed, and that's why they're trying to get the guns away from you. What I'm not going to do is give them the excuse to do exactly that until the time comes. I mean, even the colonists figured this out when the British rolled into Cabrini Green to go take their shot and powder. They said, no, you want to take our arms away from us? We don't think so. And that's where that started. So we're pretty much full circle here, I guess. We're pretty much full circle.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're right there at the breaking edge right now. So, well, John, God bless you. God bless your network. God bless the listeners, RBN, and people contribute to this network. We need to keep them on the air. And thank you very much for taking my call.
Jerry, thanks. You've been a friend of the network and a good contributor. Thank you very much. You know, this guy, I don't know, I saw this in a bar one time. Some pay when due, some never do. How do you do? It was right next to the sign that says, no credit. Are you a contributor to the network? Just asking. We're one of the last Mohicans out there, folks. If we're not worthy of preservation, then neither is this country. And you notice something. I run a tight ship here. I do not give them any cause or reason. We're down with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the free speech and all of that other stuff. And I run a tight enough ship that they cannot find a chink in my armor. They have not rolled in here. Not yet. They have not attacked me. The feds have not come after me. Not yet. There will come a day. Most assuredly. Can't leave that little voice in the wilderness keep on talking. God knows when the forest gets quiet enough, people may hear. What does Gary want? Yeah, ask him. In the meantime, give me Ken. Hello, Ken.
John, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Concerning this guy down in Florida, I want to try to get a hold of the guy and talk to him. We went down this road. What we did is we'd get a letter in the mail, and it was all capital letters. That means they're writing to a corporation.
Right.
I wrote on there, this is not me, return to sender. I write on the front of it, I don't take part in sustainable development. I'm not a corporation. I'm a man, not an animal. I don't live in a zone, don't live in a metro. Produce my articles of incorporation. I don't live in the land of Oz. I use a 3-cent stamp law. I use a coinage act. I don't come under the United Nations charter. I live in the United States with a constitution on it. And I throw it back in the mail. We sent I sent 20-some of them back.
Well, Ken, to be honest here, I think Mr. Ficken of Dunedin, Florida, he's past that accepting letters in the all caps and all that other stuff. He's just...
I don't know. I want to try to find him and call him and talk to him.
Okay, well, all right, Ken, quit talking, and let me give you let me give you the guy's name and the city.
I know it. I found it.
Okay, all right then. All right, give it a whack. Give it a whack.
Okay.
All right. Gary in Arkansas has a comment on car titles. I don't hear from you for months and months, and all of a sudden I get multiple calls from you, Gary. What's up on the car titles? What's up?
I heard the guy talking about this car dealership title and everything else.
Right.
The way I heard one way around it is you export it from the United States of America, Inc., into... the United States of America, as spelled and capitalized on the old Constitution compared to the new Constitution, which goes back and proves that the United States of America, Inc., is a foreign corporation under Title 36, its Rothschild class law, and he backed the Supreme Court of the United States of America into a corner. He boxed them in with it, with the concept of the dual United States of America Incorporated being a foreign corporation, and that the President of the United States and the other federal officers in the 10-mile square area have given up their American citizenship and have a U.S. Inc. American citizenship. That's all I got to say.
All right.
I said this before, and I say it again.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Gary. Can you imagine shipping a car? Not really having to ship it. You're just shipping the paperwork. You're just getting it into another venue, the original venue. Wow. Chance in West Virginia, you're up next. Hello, Chance.
Hello, John. I just thought of something. I don't know if you know the answer to this. In lieu of all these CPS child kidnappings and the state getting involved in your business with your children, now let's say you're married, but you don't have a marriage license, and you never got birth certificates for your children. Can they still legally intrude in your life?
That's a good question. I do not know. I would think, though, Chance, that they would look at that as a golden opportunity, because you don't have a registered child with the state, and that somehow that you're in receipt of this human being, and you can't prove that it's yours. Not that they really want it to be yours in the first place, that is, but just in your caring hands to pay all the bills until they see a problem, then they swoop in and kidnap the kid.
Well, I figured going that route, like I mentioned, would be a deterrent.
Yeah, but the problem is that you still have a living, breathing human being, child, and the state doesn't like doppelgangers. They don't like things hanging in midair. They like to be concrete and pigeonhole and number and codify everybody.
Well, I couldn't care less what the state wants or expects. You neither.
Let me ask you this question. If they'll go the route of the CPS and all of what they've done, invading American homes, getting and breaking families apart, what do you think they would do if they found an unregistered child, one without that birth certificate? What do you think they'd be capable of doing?
Yeah, but what legal footing?
Let's not confuse moralities here, legality versus lawfulness. Let's not try to split that here, because what they're doing is legal. It ain't lawful, but it's legal.
Wow. Well, maybe some of your listeners might know the answer to that question. I was just very curious.
It's one that I never heard brought up in all of these years, I got to admit.
Well, in these times, these tyrannical times, it's time to break away from a lot of these so-called traditions that bind you, these legal bindings. You know what I'm saying?
I know what
if
you're saying.
If possible. Okay, John, God bless you now.
All right. Thank you, Chance. Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. We're coming up to break.
John,
make it quick, dear.
Uh-oh. I just wanted to tell you there's something good about Arkansas, since it was bad tonight. On 3/6/19, they issued a bill, and it was passed by both houses and signed by the governor on 3/19. It eliminated a ban on silencers. It was already a right to carry state, but I think, now you can possess, make, repair, sell, otherwise deal in silencers, short barrel shotguns, short rifles, fully automatic guns, can be legally owned under NFA rules in Arkansas.
How about that? The state of Arkansas extended that middle finger to the Fed. They were not happy. And, Pat, no news media in this country has reported on that.
Let me tell you where it is.
Okay.
It's on www.amoland.com, coming out of Arizona.
Okay.
www.amoland.com.
Amoland.com. All right, Pat. Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay.
Silencers and automatic weapons? Oh, my. No media, and not even the anti-gunners, have brought this up. Have you noticed? It's like this little nuke that went off and everybody's trying to pretend it didn't happen. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Let's go to Scott in Nevada. Hello, Scott.
Hi, John. You know, I want to address this to the listeners as opposed to the talkers. And you know what? We call John for a reason. So listen to his wisdom and his understanding. And John, there's nothing that infuriates me more, and I have to admonish people. I can take an admonishment, but shut up and listen to John and what he has to say.
Well,
and I'm sick of it.
Well, it these are people that there's a certain familiarity because they've called in for so many years. And they don't understand that because of those years, I need to get complete thought and sentence in some kind of contextual, understandable manner. Otherwise, I get a little distracted. And they don't seem to get the message when I, you know, let me speak. You'll hear me raise my voice and say, let me speak. I give people as much time, you know, if it's useful information being put out, I'll give them as much time that I can, you know, judging by how many calls we have and how much time we have left in a show and what their information is and so on and so forth. I will give anybody enough time, but you're right. They sometimes want to keep interrupting me, and it doesn't make me happy. Let me just say that.
Well, John, I'm a man of full words, but I'll let you complete a sentence, damn it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, you've got a lot to share, a lot of understanding, and I just had to admonish the crowd in general.
Well,
but I'll tell you what, if somebody's in the middle of a sentence, I'm going to shut up and listen.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have no business asking the question to begin with.
Well, okay. Point taken, Scott. Thank you. All right. Let me see other ridiculous things going in our crazy, crazy world today. Oh, well, here's one I just absolutely love. Chick-fil-A. I said yesterday, the big issue that the press keeps hounding on is that Chick-fil-A is owned by a Christian family, and they don't believe in working on the day of worship. Now, some people say it's Saturday, some people say it's Sunday. Neither here nor there. They want their employees to go to the worship house of their choice on Sundays. They're not open. For a nationwide company to only do business 6 days and they're making profit hand over fist, there's a reason for that. And I said on yesterday's program on the abortion issue, well, what's lauded by the press is their stance on gay marriages. All the lesbian, gay, queer, I don't know, bisexual, how many different things have they piled onto that? I can't even remember. We should just call it perverse ink and just get it over with so everybody can remember it. But along with what they talked about as being Christians and following God's law, I guess. See, this is why God has to be eliminated, prayer from school and all that other stuff. You got to get rid of the morality and the ethics and what's attached to that. That's the thinking, the understanding. So you get rid of God, get them out of the classrooms, get them out of public display, get them out. I mean, to the point of happy holidays, couldn't even say Merry Christmas. Okay, remember that one? Went through that politically correct stage, and then finally people went, what? No, we're going to start saying Merry Christmas. And as everybody did it, they had this smile on their face as if to say, see, we can say it now. We stopped saying it before, but now you're saying it now. Because people are standing up. See, folks, I don't think you understand how tenuous their house of cards really is. They've got the media. They've got the print. They've got the TV networks. They got the stations. They got all of that stuff. But that's the illusion that they put out there, that they all-knowing, all-seeing. And that's just flat-out wrong. As one person pointed out, I think it was it Jerry, that we outnumber these people? Yeah, we do outnumber them. And the only thing we've got to start doing is pushing back. And their house of cards will fall down around their scrubby little knees. Well, I guess nobody is paying attention. What was that chain that Dickies or Dick's Sporting Goods? Oh, yes. Yeah, the issue of weapons. Well, we're not going to do that anymore. Well, Dick's, what happened to your sales? They went right down the tubes, didn't they? This is why I'm saying it's the illusion that they want. They want that perception out there that they're all-knowing and all-powerful. When the rubber meets the road here and people make up their minds of where they're going to shop and where they're not going to shop, the cash register is telling the tale. Chick-fil-A, they got some pretty good chicken, okay? It's a chicken joint. That's what it is. They sell chicken. Chicken sandwiches. That's pretty much all that they sell. They got some great chicken nuggets, real chicken nuggets. I had those the other day, and they're really good. And so are their sauces. Somebody said, rather than just offering the public some sealed-up little thing that says sweet and sour or whatever, they really put some thought into their sauces. Their sauces are delicious. Just a little observance on my part. But these people are only open 6 days a week. And they're making money hand over fist because people are now visiting Chick-fil-A. And I never visited a Chick-fil-A until back in 2012. The lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, Perverts USA, or perverts.com. I went in and bought a chicken sandwich. Matter of fact, I went back twice. But these people are not learning. So what is Converse? Not as big as Nike, but Converse, they're announcing their new partnership with the 11-year-old gay child who's famous for dressing in drag and dancing in gay nightclubs. That's where Converse is going. You guys are not learning the lesson. You're listening to the other guy's BS in your ear. Yeah, do this. Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I think this is the next company that's going to be doing layoffs and employees because their sales are down. Converse has announced a new partnership with an 11-year-old Desmond. It's either Naples or Naples. Really don't care one way or the other. A self-identified gay child who dresses in drag and frequents gay nightclubs as Desmond is amazing. The new campaign, which includes five other models from within the LGBTQ perverts or us community, was designed to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Pride and features a new collection of footwear. I can't even imagine what the footwear looks like, but at any rate. The site reads, "What started as a rebellious fight for equality has since grown into a loud, proud assertion of true self-expression." Wow, is that what it is? Gee, if I only had known. This is a self-expression thing. I would have been all in support of the free expression thing. Oh, I'm sorry. We are talking about perverts or us. Celebrates the 50th anniversary of Pride with a glitter-dipped collection of parade-worthy sneakers. Ooh, sashaying across the stage. I can just see it. Gosh. Including our first ever trans flag design. Oh, boy, they got their own flag now. Forget the rainbow. Because equal rights are for everyone. They've turned us into an equal rights thing. You know, it didn't matter if you were gay, it didn't matter if you were lesbian, homosexual, it didn't matter. It was when you started to proclaim that, well, wait a minute, two men can marry, oh yeah, and they can adopt children. Really? And folks, all of this stuff that you're seeing and what I'm describing here is all taught. This is not somebody that they've got a few chromosomes missing off of their ladder, their DNA ladder here. These are learned experience that's being taught to these children, and I'll illustrate that in just a second. Let me get through the story. The brand explains that they are committed to supporting movements for positive social change and amplifying youth voices as they spark progress to build a future they believe in. God. Let's spread a message of love together and shout a little louder, the page adds. Desmond shoes, low top Chuck style sneakers with a vivid rainbow design, retail for $95. Made in a foreign country with slave labor for $1.298, I might add. On Monday, the company tweeted, "We're happy to launch our Pride collection, partnering with six individuals connected with the LGBTQ plus community." Oh, there it is. I forgot the plus before. "Who show the power of expressing one's true self." Desmond, who appeared on NBC's Today in 2018, said he began watching RuPaul's Drag Race when he was just 3 years old. Watching the drag queens perform, he said, changed his life, and he knew that he had just watched a preview of his own future. At 3 years old, folks, being propagandized into being an 11-year-old drag queen, going into gay nightclubs at night, you trying to tell me, where's the CPS on this deal? Do you think this 11-year-old queer is not having sex with adult males in these clubs? Oh, no, but it's just self-expression. It's a good thing. Yeah. Pervert a child to the point. You know, the shooters in Colorado? Yeah. They were gender confused as well. And they were angry. And they were Democrats, and they were violent, and they killed, and they murdered. But that's not the line that's being picked up now, is it? Oh, it's just all about the guns. And the mom's gun group went in there as well to make a political point. And part of the student body at that school walked out. So this is not for politics or gun control or anything else. We lost a student, and others got wounded. And we're here for that. We're not here to make political points for any anti-gun organizations. And they were there, man. They were ready to go. These anti-gunners, when something like this happens, man, they're ready to roll in the politicos to go make a political point. Well, the students out there told them to get the hell out of the school. Good for them. So this 3-year-old is watching being influenced and impressed. This, do you think that three-year-old, if he was watching reruns of Three Stooges and Tom and Jerry, would have made up his mind at 3 years old? What the heck did I know about anything? I don't even think I watched TV when I was 3 years old. This is all learned experience. They're being taught that this is healthy and normal, and this is avant-garde and bold. Become gay, become twisted. Yes, and promote that. Time to hit the system reset. Donna in Minnesota. Hello, Donna.
Oh, hi, John. Yeah, it reminded me when you were talking about how people are calling our country, you know, the democracy. Well, my husband, he decided not to run again for city council, so they had a recognition for him in December. You know, that was getting to be the end of his time there. And so anyways, I decided to give a speech. I think I'm the first wife in all the years. You know, they've had these for council members or mayors leaving, you know, the city council. And so anyways, they were a little surprised, but it took me a couple days to put the speech together. And I read it to my husband before he found out what I was doing. I said, well, maybe I better read it to you so I don't get myself in trouble, because I can be rather outspoken sometimes.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. Here, Donna. Now, do you want me to believe that your husband was going to read what you had written?
Yeah, I read it to him.
Okay, that's not my point. I find this rather interesting that you said that he was going to read what you had written, right?
Before the meeting, yeah. He found out I was going to do a speech. It was going to be a surprise. He didn't know I was going to do this.
Okay,
yeah.
Your speech or his speech?
My speech.
Okay, there we go. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Recognizing him.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And so anyways, it turned out it's normally not very busy up there at the council meetings, but it was like a packed house in there. There was veterans for the Purple Heart. They were there, and it was a whole bunch of high school kids there for their, must be like their, civics class or something. They have to go up there and kind of take
notes. So you had a packed house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't expect it, so I was kind of nervous, you know, but I had it written out and stuff. So anyways, I went through the whole thing, and first I dissed the mayor a couple times. I don't like him. I just came right out, looked right at him, and he kind of looked down. And then I went on to talk about the fraudulent Federal Reserve System and why this is why Steve wants us to pay our bills down in the city and not keep raising taxes. But then I went on to democracy. And I said, and I mentioned that this is not a democracy, this country. It is a republic. A democracy is a mob rule, and a republic is individual rights, and that's what we are. Remember that. And I looked at all the students, and they looked at me. I said, there's your civics class right there. Remember it.
How did the city council members receive this?
They really liked the speech, but I covered so much that they each took turns honoring Steve. And they looked at me and they said, we don't know what's left to say. She's covered everything. But they still said, you know, some really nice things. Because my husband won't. He, a lot of times he would stand alone on his votes. But then there were two newer members, and they started thinking more and more like him. And they actually still call him, and they talk back and forth because they like to know what his ideas are, because he watches this closely, mm-hmm. You know, the city council and stuff. They have meetings twice a month. So he watches the meetings, and then he goes up to City Hall. He's probably up there more now than when he was a council member, just as involved. So anyways, it was rather interesting, because towards the end of the meeting, after it was all said and done and there was a standing ovation, it was quite, I think that was probably one of the biggest usually when they do a recognition, it lasts for a couple minutes and that's it. But this went on for quite a while, and then Steve had to give a speech.
Donna, I'm shocked that this happened in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a few of us here. But I just wanted to say towards the end of the meeting there, they were kind of discussing business, you know, so I kind of stayed around and listened to it. Mm-hmm. And there's still some of the students there. And they brought up this organization called the Met Council. They're appointed by the governor. And they kind of tell what the city councils, you know, should be doing,
right.
Which is, you know, what I mean. And so Steve, he looked over at the students. He says, let me point this out to you. He says, the Met Council is not elected by the people. They are appointed by the board, and they tell us or try and tell us what to do. And some of the kids looked up, and they kind of like, what? And a girl looked over at me, and I shook my head. Yes, that's right. They try and tell us what to do. They're not elected. So, and, of course, the other council, the mayor, you know, I think he's about ready to crawl underneath his desk there.
Your husband is retiring from the city council. Why doesn't he run for mayor?
Oh, I've told him that many times. But he's so busy, and it is real time-consuming. But now, I don't know, maybe this next time, maybe he will. Maybe he will.
Well, Donna. We're pretty much to the end of the rope here with the Republic. What's he waiting for? Now is a good time for all men to come to the aid of their country and tell them that ain't a typing exercise that we took in high school. This is for real.
Oh, I've told him that. And then also when I gave the speech, I said, not only was I his campaign manager and occasional research assistant, so they all got a charge out of that. They brought that up. That one guy says, yeah, the first time around, I lost to Steve. I said, that's why he didn't have campaign manager. He said, that's probably what the problem was.
Wow. So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, well, I'll let you go. Thanks, John. I just wanted to mention that. I tried to get that out to the kids, you know, a little bit. So.
It's a Republican, not a democracy. Thank you, Donna.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is what's got to be said, and it's got to be pushed back. And I don't care if they're some talking head. Every one of these talking heads, by the way, in the news medias, they all have their little hashtag thing, okay? If you've not been deplatformed from Twitter or Facebook or whatever social media that's out there, when they put out their hashtag and their, let them know. Let them know. Folks, the only way to stop this echo chamber propagation here of crap is to stop it. Make them stumble. Make them stutter. Make them think twice about their proclamation. And the amount of times that this is being repeated. I don't have the money or the wherewithal, otherwise I could hire firms to monitor all the different channels. And not just the news channels, all the channels. To see, I would like to do a study how many times the word democracy, including our politicians, by the way, which they can't say it enough, democracy, democracy, democracy. And now they're putting democracy in the same sentence. This is how bold they're getting. Now they're putting democracy in the Constitution. Oh, this whole thing about Donald Trump and Barr, the Attorney General, well, this stuff is not constitutional. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, wait a minute, you just said that this democracy is not following the Constitution. What? How brain screwed do you think we are? And we've got to let them know that we still know what this country is. Push back against them, folks. Because at the end of the day, we lose this republic. There ain't going to be nobody else to blame but us. You got that? Do you understand that? Do you understand and appreciate this? It's not a matter of voting for a politician at a certain time, at a certain place, and then hoping that is going to resurrect the republic. Ultimately, it's going to be up to us, and we can't even push back against the clowns that are intentionally mislabeling our form of government. Notice they're not saying, the republic with democratic principles. No. They're calling it out as a form of government. That is the context in which they mean it. This democracy. Well, go live in a democracy. Get the hell out of my country so I can get it back on track, because we all know how badly you screwed this up. And this is not just reserved for Democrats, folks. the supposed, and I saw this coming a long, long time ago, when the Republicans started to redefine themselves as to what they were. Oh, but we're conservative. You're conservative? Conserving what? Conservative on what issues? Oh, but we're conservative. And then they modified it. Oh, we're fiscally conservative. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. So you're fiscally how's that worked out for us? Folks, the power of the pen, the sword that we can wield right now, is called the truth. They can't handle the truth. They can't stand the truth. They're trying to debank and deplatform the truth. But there are ways in which to get the message out. We must correct their errors, folks. Let other people hear the correction as well to wake them up out of their slumber. It seems like a small thing, and I think people out there listening to me going, yeah, right, John, yeah, just by me correcting that, that's going to make a difference. You're damn right it is. Am I talking out of my ear? No, I'm talking out of experience.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know, I went up to Ammo Land, Pat, on the... I'm sorry? Dog, get out of room. Out. How's come the dog will listen to me, but won't listen to you? Isn't that amazing? Must be the fear I instill in living beings. Wayne in Texas.
Yeah, hi, John. How you doing? This did a good show tonight, and I wanted to call on a couple issues real quick. And talking about this democracy, as you probably know yourself, this is a corporate form of government.
Right.
And when you look at what's happening around the city, county, state, they're all corporations now, where you know, rules, regulations, codes are created.
Right.
And basically what these politicians are telling us is, you people are too stupid to rule for yourself under the true terms of a republic. So we had to create this wonderful corporation to you know, handle all your affairs and make sure we take care of where your money goes.
No, so, no, Wayne, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but no, they didn't think we were stupid. No, they were thought they were being smarter, because what was it, the original intent of the Constitution, the original form and the rights thereof? This, it wasn't really that taxable or controllable, was it?
Not really.
Okay, so no, it wasn't we're too stupid to govern ourselves. No, we were governing ourselves too well. That was the problem, and they couldn't get their hooks in us.
Well, yeah, I understand. I mean, again, okay. It's just, I'm coming at from their attitude, you know, that, again, we're just a bunch of, you know, knuckleheads out here that can't, you know, fend for ourselves, and they had to take care of things for us. But but also, I think it's a conditioning program for the day comes when we really become majority Hispanic or majority minority, you know, minority, where there'll be a different set of rules start taking place. And you know, we may end up in a place where there's a town in Texas one time called El Cenizos, where when it became majority Hispanic, they changed the official language of the city to Spanish. All the business was done in Spanish when they took it over. So it's just kind of a little conditioning going on here that I believe. So,
yeah.
And then the other issue is on this LGBTQ thing I wanted to say, is that there's something bubbling up called the Equality Act. And I think it's being pushed by none other than Nancy Pelosi and her so-called daughter. I think you could look at that and see what you think.
Right.
But under this Equality Act, what's going to start happening, if I understand correctly, there's going to be gender clinics opening up where young people can go to this clinic and be, you know, just analyzed, examined, whatever. And if it's it's concluded that they are you know, in a position to change their gender, then it'll go through. And I think the parents are going to lose a lot of their rights when this happens. And there's a video floating around the internet. I know I've seen it. I haven't checked in a while, but that's kind of where it's heading. They want to have these clinics where these kids can go in and, you know, make the decision for themselves.
All right. I appreciate it. We'll make yours the last call of the day. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, in the spirit of what Wayne was talking about here, that we're too stupid to govern ourselves, well, Elizabeth Warren, she says we need big government. Nobody in America succeeds on their own. This is this dependency thing. Go running back to the government for everything because we're little children and we can't govern ourselves. We can't make proper choices in our lives. We need government. Like Barack Obama said in a speech back in 2012, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Well, here's this jerk, Lackawanna or whatever, Pocahontas or whatever the hell she thinks she is. All I see is Elizabeth Warren is just a big mouth communist. That's all I see you as. An ignoramus in a public office that shouldn't be there. Not in this republic. Not now. Not ever. Folks, support this network. Help us stay on the air. Make the pledge today. Go to our website. Hit the donate button. Do it by PayPal. We would appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.